objects above them, striking at a thing the man could not see and could not possibly understand.
"This is just another one of your night terrors," his internal voice asserted. "A cruel mental torment, courtesy of your own sick mind."
The self-reassurance was bold and resolute, but as powerless as it was untrue. Savoring the rising acid taste of the man's terror, the thing screamed again, a warbling, ear-splitting yowl. And though he could not see it, a terrible, deep vibration shuddered through the man, revealing to his mind's eye an ancient being so unhallowed it was beyond human comprehension. The last thing the man would see was the dying light in the angel's eyes as it held him even tighter, refusing to yield as their bodies were pummeled beneath the trees in the stinging rain. Again, and again, and again. With each blow, the demon squealed in pleasure, growing stronger in equal proportion to the angel's dimming light. When that golden rod was extinguished altogether, the beast roared as all became nothingness. Now the man's fear, his pain, the wet and cold confusion, all slipped away to an empty space. A safe space. All of it, that is, except one simple question. How did it find her? To this, the man's expiring mind had no answer. For it was impossible to comprehend what it even was, let alone a motive compelling its blistering, malignant hatred.
"Besides, none of this is real," his mind persisted, clinging to a facade of hope, the last vestiges of which had been all but snuffed out with the angel's light.
Still, the question floated there, taunting, until the synapses in his brain slowly fizzled, then stopped firing altogether. And so, this one all-encompassing question became his last thought. Dissolving into the ether, it floated away as he, too, became one with the void. That's how it happened. I don't mind admitting I didn't understand any of it at first, but I do now. Now I know what that thing was. I know how it found the woman he was hiding. I know what it was after. And most importantly, I know the only option we have left. Now I'm finally ready to share it with you. All of it. But are you sure? I mean, really sure. You're finally ready to hear it? Part 2. Nexus. 2. Hell's Kitchen. 16 years before the end. June 1995. Waking in sheets sodden with his own sweat, Riker Winslow had no idea it was the last morning of his life. Prematurely torn from an unfulfilling sleep, he kicked free of the twists and tangles binding him to the cold, damp mattress. As superficial as Riker's sleep had become after what happened last autumn, it still had managed to buoy him from at least some of the torments of his life, one in particular. But today, it no longer afforded that benefit. For here life was, smacking him straight in the face. His head was thick, the inside of his skull bristling with every move. Then came the serious pain, a marble that glowed like the tip of a blacksmith's iron inside his skull. Cradling his face with shaking hands, his brain chafed against what